This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. The number here is 877-317-6432 if you want to call in the show and join in the discussion today. It really is amazing what has occurred. Day three now of the Trump administration, and I cannot recall a pace as rapid fire as what is going on with this administration. I mean, the executive orders coming down, you know, just today alone. I mean, he's talked about today that yes, they're going to build a wall. He talked about yesterday there was executive orders of giving the okay to the Keystone Pipeline, the Dakota Pipeline. He's talked about a hiring freeze in the federal level, except for the military. He's even talked about, look, if you're going to build a pipeline, you got to use American pipes. I mean, it goes on and on. He's also today announced that he's going to restrict immigration from specific countries that are terrorist hotbeds. It's stunning. He's put out a list today. The Trump team compiled a list of their infrastructure priority list with actual shovel-ready jobs. I'm going to go right to the phones right now. I've got caller Chris from Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Great. Yeah, it's great. You can go to the White House website, too. You can see all those executive orders in great detail. Yeah, check them out. Read them for yourself. Great. One of the Savage had an analogy, a great explanation last night of the whole picture, what's going on with Trump and the media and everything. And basically boiled down to that basically you've got a globalist revolution that's been going on. And basically Trump is the counter-revolutionary to that revolutionary, to the revolutionists. So that's why he's persona non grata. Because he stands for everything against what they're going for, and you know the media is just they're globalists. They're the cheerleaders of the you know for the globalists.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. In fact, you know, if you listen to my show, I've said that many times that even before the election, I said that this election was a choice between globalism and the nation state. I mean, it really comes down to just it's as simple as that. And you're right. Look.
Okay. You already made that. Okay. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, I'd said that too. But look, I mean, it's obvious, like you know that these global forces. I mean, look when he, for instance, look at the speech he made in the inauguration where he talked about you know the forgotten man, talked about putting America first, talked about that you know, and what did the media do? The media talked about how it was dark. It was like Hitler. It was invoking the worst of America. I mean, I don't know what they were listening to. But see, that is their way of fighting against Trump, because Trump is the ultimate nationalist, really. And so they're afraid. Look, I mean, this has been going on now. The first prison break was Brexit, and then Trump. And I am sure that you're going to see also this happening in France and Germany. I have no doubt that Angela Merkel is going to be gone in their next election as well. And you're right. It is a I don't know if it's necessarily. I think actually it's not really a counter-revolution. I think it's actually a revolution against the forces of globalism. Because think about it, the forces of globalism, they've been around for a long time, and this is both parties. Because remember, George H.W. Bush. Let's not forget, he talked about the New World Order. That's what these people were always talking about, right?
Absolutely. And the media just covered up for me. And I also share in your angst of the hypocrisy of the media, the way they're going after Trump, and they didn't ever go after Obama for anything. It just disgusts me. But anyway, thanks for letting me call.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Right. Anytime. You can call anytime, Chris. It's true. Look, the reality is that this has been a long time coming. You see, because they thought that they would just continue this, right? They would continue this because, remember, going back, let's go all the way back. When it was thought that it was going to be either Jebby, or should I say Fredo, or Hillary Clinton. I mean, because basically the globalists thought, we're good either way. We're going to hedge our bets. Either way, we're good. And remember how all the Bushies and everybody, they were all kind of supporting Hillary tacitly, and you had John McCain and Lindsey Graham and all the people in the Republican Party. Remember all the never-Trumpers wanted to talk about, Trump and how bad he was, and that, let's go ahead and vote for Hillary. I mean, that's what they wanted. They wanted to vote for Hillary because they thought that Hillary would be better, and that they would just, wait a few, wait till the next election cycle. That's what they thought. Not realizing that, it was over. It's over. And that's what's going on here. There is a battle going on here, and it's a battle of the nation state. That's what it is. It's a battle of the nation state. Let's not pull any punches here. And he threatens the global order. That's why. Look, that's why. For instance, let's look at TPP. Why is it that usual suspects, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Chuckie Schumer, Marco Rubio, the Chamber of Commerce people, right? They're all down with TPP. Same with Obama. Why? Because they're globalists. They believe in this new world order, this wonderful kumbaya. That's why they want the EU. Look, the EU, that's the model for what they wanted. Okay? They wanted to have the EU first, and then they wanted that to be here, spread to the United States. And ultimately, look, their aim is one world order, one world government, one world currency. Okay? I mean, as crazy as this stuff is, when I tell it to you, you say to yourself, oh, no, come on. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's going on. It's a fight for our very survival. It's a fight for our values. It's a fight for America. And when Donald Trump says there's no global anthem, that's what he's talking about. We're America. We have an American flag. There's no global flag. We'll be right back. You made my soul a burning fire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. Today is January 25th. 5 days. And America's already great again. Trump announced today that he's going to build the wall immediately. He's banning sanctuary cities. He's shipping out illegal criminals, gang members. He's put a temporary ban on refugees. Oh, and I almost forgot. You know that $225 million gift that Obama gave to the Palestinians? Yeah, Donald Trump put a freeze on that. It ain't going anywhere. I mean, you just got to love it. I mean, you just got to love it. Speaking of sanctuary cities, I love how, you know, these sanctuary cities all over the country are talking about how they're going to resist Donald Trump. Yeah, that's going to happen as soon as they get their funding pulled. It's over. I mean, because think about this for a minute. Again, this is the bizarro world we live in. That sanctuary cities even exist is bizarro world. Really? You're going to exist to break the law. Am I correct on this one here? Texas Governor Greg Abbott has now vowed to cut funding to Austin's new sheriff after she announced her county would scale back cooperation with federal immigration officials over deportations, marking a showdown over the so-called sanctuary cities. Abbott has threatened to withhold nearly $1.8 million in state law enforcement grants following Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez's decision to buck state law and no longer honor the jail detainers sought by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A detainer is a request to state and local jails to notify federal officials when they're about to release an undocumented alien from custody. Beginning February 1st, her office will only honor holds placed by federal agents when a suspect is booked into Travis County Jail on charges of capital murder, aggravated sexual assault, and human trafficking. Anything else, forget about it. All right, I'm going to go to the phones right now. We've got Luis calling from, I think it's Miramar, Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Luis, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Hey, Edward. Thanks for taking my call. And listen, sure. I have a question for you. What's your opinion on what do you think the future is for Ted Cruz?
You know, that's a good question because I thought his career was over, frankly, after the convention when he pulled that little stunt. He has been able to, I think, and I don't know how successfully he's done this, to maybe rehabilitate himself a little bit because he's kind of jumped on board now, the Trump train. I thought it was interesting that he kind of jumped on board the Trump train when it was inevitable that he was going to win. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, wow,
yeah.
You really, you're putting yourself out there. Typical,
yeah,
right, typical politician. Now, what I think of Ted Cruz in general is that he's a typical politician. He's kind of slimy, and I don't really trust the guy, to be honest with you. But these guys never go away, dude. So, and he seems to be a sort of a chameleon. I think, you know, in terms of his state, I mean, I've heard that there are people that are going to challenge him. Originally, I had heard that it was going to be Perry, you know, that he was going to run against them. But, of course, you know, now Perry's the Secretary of Department of Energy. So that's a good question. You look, you got guys that have like, you know, Lindsey Graham or John McCain that have been there forever. Right. And they just never leave. So I don't know if necessarily he's going to be going anywhere. You know, I would have liked to have maybe – I would have actually liked to have seen him as a Supreme Court justice. I think he would have been good at that.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he would have been fantastic, but I think we would have lost an important senator there.
Right, and then there's that issue of, you know, he is in the Senate, and, you know, he's, you know, part of – you know, our team, so to speak, in the Senate. And he's certainly not as – go ahead.
Do you think Trump is basically clearing the path if all of his policies work, and I think they will, and I think they'll be favored even by some Democrats, and I think he's going to be able to pull in even more Democrats. The more they protest, the more Democrats he's going to bring in, at least the sensible ones.
I think you're right.
But I think he seems to be clearing the path on all these social issues for Republicans that were afraid to bring these issues up.
What do you mean? Like he's kind of running interference?
Well, no, I mean, because they were afraid to bring up the immigration issue. Trump wasn't afraid. So he's cleared that path for them. And if he's successful in putting up the border wall, if he's successful in implementing a good immigration policy that benefits American citizens and legal residents of this country, then that's success. It's no longer a battle.
Yes and no. Okay. I agree with you in terms of
for the near future.
There's no question about it. But you got to understand something, okay? A lot of these guys, like the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains, they really believe in open borders. They really do because you know they're bought and paid for by the Chamber of Commerce people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this is a bipartisan thing, and a lot of these guys are globalists, and a lot of these guys believe in open borders. They believe in these trade deals. Look, think about it. Who is against these trade deals besides Barack Obama? On the Republican side, it's these same rhinos. So I don't know if they necessarily. I think that in their heart of hearts, they don't really. They're not down with Trump. You know, I mean. Because they're politicians, they're going to go with it. But I got to tell you, I don't think, and especially the never Trump ones, I don't think they really appreciate what he's doing. I don't think they actually agree with this immigration stuff. But
I know they hate him. They absolutely hate him.
Yes,
and we love him.
Right, and that makes us love him more, and that makes us hate them more. So
exactly.
I don't get these people though. But you know.
All right, sir. Thank you for your show. I love your show. I love listening to your show. You have a good weekend. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And you call me anytime, Luis, okay? Thanks. Appreciate it. Look, these people, I'm telling you right now, these people, they are not loving Trump and what he's doing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. When's he going to build the wall? He can't build the wall. Come on. Mexico's not going to pay for it. Here was President Trump today. I got to tell you, I still kind of pinch myself. Like, I was watching something the other day. It was like CNN or something. And they said, well, the president, blah, 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 executive orders. And for just a split second, I thought, oh, my God. I thought of Obama. And then I had to catch myself, and I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. Obama's not president anymore. Oh, thank God. All right, I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Jim from Arizona calling. Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, on this border wall, You know how he's going to pay for it?
Tell me.
When he gives the funding to the states or to other countries.
He's going to charge them a what? Like a tax or something?
No. When he gives out the, you know how they get foreign aid.
Okay.
Foreign aid is how you can pay for it.
So he's just going to take, I'm trying to understand what you mean.
He could take a cut out of it or not give it to him at all.
Right.
You know? I mean, we've had, we're giving foreign aid to countries that hate us.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And here's the thing. When he said, for instance, for when he said that he was going to build a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it, I suspect that you knew what he was talking about. You knew that Mexico wasn't going to just write a check, but that they were going to pay for it. They were going to pay for it, whether he's going to tax remittances to the country or withhold foreign aid or some type of tax or something. He's going to get the money somehow so that it's a cost benefit for the United States. And so I think that you're 100% right. And I think that most people realize that, except, of course, the media and the Democrat Party.
You know? Yeah, I mean, anyone with common sense would know that. But it's like, I can't believe these people are just freaking out over it. And they're like, now my tax dollars are, you know what? You wait when a terrorist comes across that border and does something to your family. Then you're going to complain to me about tax dollars. And that money was already put away for it. That's the thing I don't get. That money was already set aside for that wall. So the tax spin, is a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And look, and what you said, you just said something a minute ago. You said, you know, it was obvious to you. And it's true. It's obvious to you. It's obvious to me. And the fact that these people can't figure it out just goes to show you what big dummies they are. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing stuff on, it's just like, it's unbelievable, that Facebook. And I don't use it. I don't use it because I don't want my stuff on there. I think it's for,
excuse me,
those are like student body people that were in high school, you know.
No, I agree. Murder. Unfortunately, I have to because I've got a, you know, show, but.
You know, and
it wasn't,
you know,
for that.
I have another name for it, but I won't say what it is, but, you know.
I'm with you, Jim. I'm with you.
Right. But, yeah, that's what I think, and it's like, it's just, it's something else how they're coming after them.
I love it. It's every day.
I do. I like
the,
it. I do. I
awesome.
Like it. So all you can do is laugh at them and just, you know what, agree with their crazy thinking.
Right, but if you want to get...
Sure. I mean, you're smart. I wish I would have thought of that.
Right. But if you really want to get a treat, Jim, and I tell this to all my friends, watch CNN if you really want to laugh. Watch CNN tonight and how they deal with this.
I know. You know? I can start watching Fox now that Megyn Kelly's gone. Because I would assume when she was on there, I switched over to Newsmax, which
right.
ain't bad.
And no, Newsmax is okay. But if you want to get a real laugh, I'm telling you, watch CNN. And I'm telling you right now, you will die laughing when you watch CNN. Trust me on this one. Okay?
And you All right. I like your show. I wish you were back on here.
Well, thank you so much.
Maybe I'll try again calling him.
Yeah, call him.
Maybe you can replace that Joe Walsh guy.
Well, thank you very much.
Because I think after he only does like 12 to 2 o'clock, and then they have some other like a Del Walmsley or something. But you could fill in that show from 2 to, you know, even if you don't get your first hour.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Like, you know, go ahead and email. Try to call the station. Francis Battaglia is the general manager there.
Yeah, okay? I did. I did a while back, and so maybe I need to
do it.
Hit him up again.
All right, Jim.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you. Look, the wall. I just had somebody send me an email. One of my listeners. And let me read it to you. OMG, got it. Tourist tax entry and exit for Mexico. Can't imagine anyone would notice much like a penny tax. Yes, it's ingenious. That's ingenious. You're right. Look, like I knew exactly what Trump meant. I knew exactly what he meant when he said we have to build a wall. And we're going to have Mexico pay for it. I knew it. Everybody else knew it. The media didn't get it. All right, here's Trump today. I want to just play this for you. Here is Trump at the Department of Homeland Security.
Is he doing your job the way you want to do them? Where are they? Where are those guys? Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much. We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border.
That was the Donald saying that a nation without borders is not a nation. And that we're in the middle of a crisis here. And we've got to build this wall. Everybody else has a wall. But for some reason, we can't have a wall. What, are you kidding me? I mean, it defies logic here. It defies logic what we're talking about here. Come on. It's not that hard to figure out. And see, the media, and I love this, how they have said throughout this whole campaign, you can't build a wall. He's not going to be able to build a wall. He can't do that. Mexico's not going to pay for it. How's he going to do this? How's he going to round up all these people? ICE, baby. Okay? And yeah, we can build a wall. I mean, think about it. Think about the amazing structures that we've built throughout history. The Great Wall of China. The Panama Canal. The great skyscrapers that we've built in our major cities. You're telling me that we can't build a wall? Oh, it's going to cost too much. No, we got to build a wall. And these sanctuary cities? You're gone. You're outie. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I just thought of something on the break here. I don't know if you've ever traveled to the Caribbean. Any of my listeners out there, if you've traveled to Jamaica or the Bahamas, they routinely charge this tax to come into the country, literally. Like, whenever you come in, whenever you go in, and it's like, it's a lot. In fact, I recall going a few times to the Caribbean, to the Bahamas. Even I've gone to Brazil. In fact, Brazil, they charge you $100 whenever you go to Brazil. Like, if you're gonna go get a visa to travel to Brazil, because I've done this before, you got to go to the Brazilian embassy, you got to get a visa to travel, and they charge you $100. They just charge you $100 to go to their country. So, if you think about it, one of the listeners that sent me the email talking about charging for Mexico, other countries do it too. I just thought of that. Other countries do it all the time. So let's say you charge $10, $20. Who's going to miss it? $100. And it's done all the time. I'm telling you. You just, you'll go, and even to leave the country. Look, to leave the country, they'll charge you money. So keep that in mind next time you travel to the Caribbean or any number of countries. They charge you to come in and out of their country. Period. In fact, you can't leave the country unless you pay this fee. I mean, I've thought about that many times when I've traveled, especially in the Caribbean. They all charge you. They all charge you. Anyway, just a thought. This little video has been trending on the internet for the last couple of days since the Women's March. This is a gentleman in L.A., a black guy by the name of Big Joe, okay? And I wanted you to listen to him because, and the reason why I'm playing this is because I had the same conversation this morning with with the guy that picks up the debris in my neighborhood, okay? Literally, it's almost, this guy Big Joe could be the driver of the truck that picks up debris in my neighborhood. So I want to play this for you. Listen.
All right, sir, my name is Jeffrey. What is your name?
They call me Big Joe.
Big Joe, yeah. I can see why. Big Joe, what are you doing here today?
I'm just passing through. I have nothing to do with this, whatever you want to call this. I don't even understand why they're having this. They had an inauguration yesterday, and now we have all this. What did Trump do for all of this to happen? He just came into office. What is this? I see signs of unity and love and peace, and yet at his inauguration, they were burning a McDonald's, a Starbucks, limousines, and anarchy in the streets. This is what is this? When he was elected rightfully, by the majority of the country, that, you know, so even though there are half the country like this that disapprove, what about the other half that do like him? What about them? What about their feelings? When Obama was president and he pushed his political agenda, political correctness, and he pushed all his agendas, did you see people doing all this? No, because we united behind our American president and we stuck it out and everything. So, what? What?
Yeah, can you come in here? Come in here. Huh? Come in here. Come in.
And Trump was?
No, Trump was not.
Why? What made him not? When was he not elected?
You're oblivious. You're on a bicycle and you're oblivious. You're
electoral. What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
What do you think we're here for?
Trump.
We're here to make a change, and people like you
change.
Are the reason there's still a problem.
Listen,
people
I'm against
like
political
people
correctness.
Like
no, people like you.
Like you.
Political correctness
no,
agenda.
See, here she's yelling, we're here for change. We're here for change. Okay, well, if you want to change, you could have voted. You could have voted. The time to change would have been November 8th. We're here for change. It's like the sign that I saw. It's not too late. We need to resist Donald Trump. No, it is too late. and look, notice how this big, this woman's march, although I would argue that it's not a woman's march, it was really just a pro-abortion march, is what it was. You see, I don't know if you saw this, but Black Lives Matter was pissed off because it was all white women. And by the way, did you notice the marchers? They're all, by and large, white, affluent women that can't get husbands or boyfriends. Did you notice that? Yeah, exactly. Real quick, I got to play this for you real quick. So Al Gore was in Sundance because it's the 10-year anniversary of The Inconvenient Truth. And if you remember, that movie was, when it came out, it was 10 years ago, and he said that we wouldn't be able to last 10 years. It wouldn't be able to last 10 years before the sea levels engulfed the coast and the temperatures rose so much that we'd all face annihilation, right? So he's coming out of this gathering at Sundance, the Sundance Film Festival, and he's asked about the 10-year tipping point. And he refuses to answer the question. And more importantly, he gets into this big black SUV, right? Chevy Suburban SUV. I want to play this for you real quick. Here's Al Gore, being the hypocrite.
Hey, Al, I just saw Inconvenient.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You know what? My friends make fun of me about the 10-year tipping point. What do I tell them?
Well, we've got to keep working.
Okay.
There we go.
Have a good trip.
We got to keep working. We got to keep working. Yeah. We got to keep sucking money out of people. This is what we got to do, because if I've said it once, I'll say it 100 times. If you have, if you create enough fear for people, and that this is what the left has done with this whole goofy climate change deal. If you create enough fear, then you create an industry based on fear. And oh yeah. By the way, don't you love how the official website, the White House website now, they've gotten rid of all references to climate change, gotten rid of all the references to gay, and lesbian whatever. Not that I'm against gays or lesbians, because I'm not. But I thought that gays, I thought that lesbians were gay. I'm always confused about that. Anyway. And one more thing. It's now in English. Did you see that? Because it used to be the website was in English and in Spanish. And it's in English now. Okay? Because it's the American president. And it's the American White House. And look, I don't have any problem with Spanish. In fact, I speak Spanish fluently. I was raised by a single mother who was a Latina, a proud Latina woman that raised me. And I speak Spanish fluently. However, I am an American. And my mother was an immigrant that came to this country legally and instilled American values in me. And that is why we come to this country. We come here for the rule of law. That's why people risk their lives to come here. And so, I just want to say, with the time I have left here, that it is really, really stunning what we are witnessing. We are on the verge of the most amazing things, and it's only day three. I mean, think about it. It's amazing. All right. Unfortunately, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor, truly, and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.